We'll read Psalm 77 together.
我们今天一起要念诗篇七十七篇。
It's interesting that Alice chose Psalm 66 and we jumped to 77.
特别早上 Alice 姐妹她选的是六十六篇诗篇。
Maybe next week we'll go to 88.
所以下一次我们也可能选八十八首八十八篇。
Let's read this in English verses first and then Chinese together.
我们先请英文的先念一遍，然后我们再请中文的念一遍。
Together. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in trouble, I looked to the Lord. During the night, I lifted up my hands in prayer. But I refused to be comforted. God, I remembered you and I groaned. I thought about you and I became weak. You kept me from going to sleep. I was so troubled I couldn't speak. I thought about days gone by. I thought about the years of long ago.I remember how I used to sing praise to you in the night. I thought about it, and here is what I asked myself. Will the Lord turn away from us forever? Won't he ever show us his kindness again? Has his faithful love disappeared forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to show us his favor? Has he held back his tender love because he was angry? Then I thought,Here is what I will make my appeal to. For many years, the Most High God showed how powerful His right hand is. Lord, I will remember what you did. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will spend time thinking about everything you have done. I will consider all of your mighty acts. God, everything you do is holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who does miracles.You show your power among the nations. With your mighty arm, you set your people free. You set the children of Jacob and Joseph free. God, the water of the Red Sea saw you. It saw you and boiled up. The deepest waters were stirred up. The clouds poured down rain. The skies rumbled with thunder. Lightning flashed back and forth like arrows. Your thunder was heard in the windstorm.Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your path led through the Red Sea. You walked through the mighty waters, but your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock. You led them by the hands of Moses and Aaron.
好，下面我们中文请诗篇七十七篇。我要向神发声呼求，我向神发声，他必留心听我。我在患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住地举手祷告，我的心不肯受安慰，我想念神就烦躁不安，我曾因悲伤心变发昏，你叫我不能闭眼，我烦乱不安，甚至不能说话，我追想古时之日，上古之年，我想起我夜间的歌曲，问心自问，我心里也仔细审查，难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗？难道他的慈爱永远穷尽，他的应许世世废弃吗？难道神忘记开恩，就发怒，止住他的慈悲吗？我便说，这是我的懦弱，但我要追念至高者显出右手之能干，我要提说耶和华所行的。我要纪念你古时的奇事，我也要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。什么？你的作为是洁净的，有何神大如神呢？你是行奇事的神，你曾在列邦中彰显你的能力，你曾用你的膀臂赎了你的民，就是雅各和约瑟的子孙。神啊，诸水见你，一见就惊惶。深渊也都颤抖，云中爆出水来，天空发出响声，你的箭也飞行四方，你的雷声在旋风中，电光照亮世界，大地颤抖震动，你的道在海中，你的路在大水中，你的脚中无人知道，你曾借摩西和亚伦的手引导你的百姓，好像羊群一般
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless those who read His word and heed His word.
我们也就是愿神祝福读他话语的人，也听见他话语。
Is life supposed to be fair?
我们讲的人生是不是公平的吗？
From the time we're very young, we know that life is not fair.
我们从我们很小的时候知道，可能这个生活并不公平。
That's something that children say from the time they're very young. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair.
所以我们常常听到孩子们从小的时候就说起，这不公平，这不公平，这不公平。
And as we grow older, we see things happening around us that isn't fair at all.
当我们慢慢渐渐长大之后，看看我们周遭所发生的事情，我们也觉得世界上生活真是不公平。
There is an ongoing war in Syria between rebels and the government.
现在正在叙利亚正在有那个反叛和政府军在打仗。
There is a lot of hatred between different religions.
当然也有许多的在宗教互相彼此的仇恨。
I saw this picture in the news.
我在看到这幅图画，是在这个新闻里面看见这幅图画。
It tells me that life is not fair.
真是告诉我这个生。这个生活真是不公平。
I added the words first world and third world myself.
因为我加了这两个字，第一个是第一世界和第三世界。
We are living in the first world.
我们现在居住是在第一世界当中。
We may be a small fish, but we have a big bowl.
虽然我们可能我们是个小鱼，但是我们住在一个很大的鱼缸里面。
Third world countries are very crowded.
但是第三世界呢，他们鱼很大，但他们居住在非常拥挤的小的鱼缸里。
Then I also saw this in the news.
我同样在新闻里面我也看到这样的图画。
People just want to live their lives in peace.
因为人我们都知道很愿意生活在平安当中。
But they get caught in the crossfire.
但是常常我们却在交火当中生存。
And what touches me is the two little girls holding hands. They hang on to each other. That's all they have.
这个真的让我感动是看见这两个小女孩，她们的手拉手紧紧地握在一起。
But what do they really need?
她们这两个女孩，她们想要的是什么呢？
They need a comfort that people cannot give at times like that.
所以在这个时刻，艰难的时刻，她们所要的是一个安慰，而这个安慰不是从人能所来的。
So we live pretty normal lives compared to them.
相对来说，我们真是活在一个非常正常的生活当中，与她们相比的话。
We live peacefully in a very big and beautiful, spacious country.
对，我们住得非常的平安，我们住在这个国家。也非常的丰富。
But yet we still think life is not fair.
但常常我们心里面还是在想生活不公平。
This is one reason that some people ask why God allows so much suffering.
这就是为什么许多人常常问神为什么让我们当中有这么多的苦难让我们当中发生。
So when we as Christians face injustice, what are we supposed to do?
当我们基督徒常常会问到碰到这些不公平的事情我们该怎么做？
The answer, of course, is to pray.
我们知道答案一定是说祷告。
What could be more important than praying?
当然，我们知道祷告是最最重要的。
But sometimes God seems not to hear our prayers.
但有的时候好像神根本就不听我们的祷告。
Many, many psalms are written in suffering and pain.
许多许多的诗篇，它都是从在受苦难的当中的时候，受难的时候所写出来的。
Asaph, the writer of Psalm 77, was in deep despair.
像这个我们刚才读的这个亚萨，他的这篇诗篇七十七篇，他就是在极度的苦难当中。
But many of the psalms show us that we can move from despair to a deeper faith if we allow God to work.
而且许多的你在读的时候，许多这个诗篇，它让我们在极大的痛苦和沮丧当中，能够让我们的信心在最后的时候得到更加的坚强。
Chronicles tells us that David appointed Asaph to be the choir director of the temple singers.
那个历代记告诉我们这个是亚萨，他是大卫叫他在这里做一个诗班的团长。
So I'm glad that.I got to choose Psalm 77 today.
所以我今天特别高兴，我选了这个诗篇七十七篇
，because as I prepared, it helped me to regain a proper perspective on life.
也正是这篇诗篇，也是帮助我在我对生命观的时候有一个正确的生命观。
To remember that God is still in control.
让我们大家都能够明白，知道神他在掌权。
When I first started going to a Chinese church in Texas.
当我第一次去在德州的中国人教会的时候，华语教会的时候
，I heard people always saying 加油加油。
我常常听到他们常常说加油加油。
And so my friends and I who didn't know how to read Chinese, we made fun and say, add oil.
我跟我的朋友，我们并不是懂中文的话，我们就说应该是，我们讲笑话，我们就说，加油，加油，加一点油。
So we say, if you want to be successful, you have to add oil.
他说你如果真的要成功，你一定要加一点油。
You want to catch that girl, you have to add oil.
如果你要想追上那个女孩子，你也要加油。
Actually, I know that's not the right translation.
但我知道这个并不是真正的翻译的意思是这样。
The real meaning of 加油 is refuel.
所以真正的意思就是
But refuel is also 加油。
从中文来讲还是加油。
I put on Google, every time I put refuel is 加油。
还是加油。
When we are in depression, we go to God in order to have strength to continue.
所以我们当我们在低沉的时候，我们就是来到神的面前，让神帮助我们能够继续前进。
Some of us will admit that more prayer may not give us the peace that we are asking for.
所以有的时候，我们有些人他知道，他说我们多多的祷告并不能真正给我们心里带来平安。
So what else can we do when we are weak and afraid besides pray?
当时你想看，如果我们除了祷告以外，当我们在低层的时候，我们还能做什么呢？
That's what Psalm 77 talks about.
这就是为什么诗篇77篇在这里跟我们所讲的。
Asaph says, during the night, he lifted his hands up in prayer, but he could not find any comfort.
但是这个亚撒在这里说，他在晚上，他也正是呼求，但是他没有找到任何的平安。
Because we are human, sometimes we can pray, and we do not find comfort.
但是我们，因为我们是人，我们是祷告。但是我们确实不能找到任何的安慰。
When we need it the most,
特别是当我们非常非常需要的时候。
But the reason that Asaph prayed was because he used to have faith in God.
因为亚撒他为什么说他要祷告呢？因为他以前曾经有这样的信心。
Because of his experience and he's in distress, he comes back to God.
所以因为他因着他过去的经历，他愿意碰到难处的时候。来回到神的面前。
But as it is true for us, it is true for Asaph. This time he feels that God is not listening.
那同样跟我们的经历也常常一样。那时候亚撒他也经历到好像神不再听他。
His faith was weakened because of his doubt.
他的信心有点减弱，因为他里面有疑惑。
So our faith, my own faith, can be weakened by doubt.
因为我们的信心也是一样，会减弱。当我们有疑惑的时候。
Terrible thoughts can come into our minds.
特别一些奇怪的想法都会进入到我们。
Asaph also wrote Psalm 73.
因为这个亚撒他也写了诗篇73篇。
If you remember, you should go home and read Psalm 73.
如果你还记得的话，你回去也可以再读一下诗篇73篇。
Asaph was filled with jealousy and envy.
在这个诗篇里面，它里面充满了嫉妒。
His thinking became so distorted that his faith was weak.
所以这个时候里面所把他的信心有点真是减弱了，因为他的这些奇怪的想法。
So the same thing happens again in Psalm 77. We see that it's a common thing for believers.
所以同样的，我们在我们刚才读的七十七篇里面也看到了这样的情况，那么和我们平常的我们也是一样。
Our circumstances make us doubt and our faith becomes weak.
因为我们周围的环境，我们所经历的，使得我们有疑惑，然后使我们的信心在减弱。
We pray but God seems to be so far away.
当我们在祷告的时候，好像神是那么的遥远。
We begin by having terrible thoughts.
然后我们开始有一些奇怪的想法。
And then we can't fall asleep.
然后我们根本就不能入睡。
Even though we're very tired, we cannot fall asleep.
虽然我们非常非常的疲劳，但是我们也不能入睡。
We feel cut off from people.
因为我们觉得我们和人之间好像被隔开一样。
Asaph says he was so depressed he couldn't even talk about it.
因为这个亚撒他在说他这样子低沉他都没有言语能够表达。
I think this is when we should find comfort in God's promise.
这就是为什么我们要真正的要找到安慰的话是在神的应许当中找到安慰。
That even though we can't speak, Jesus Christ is interceding for us in heaven today.
因为我们这就是为什么我们现在讲的我们知道我们的主耶稣基督他在为我们做中保。
It's only been 1 week since Easter.
因为我们刚刚才过了复活节，刚刚才一个星期。
Are we going to remember that Jesus is alive only one day out of the whole year?
是不是我们只记得主耶稣他复活就每年就这么一天？
Are we only going to remember that on Easter?
我们只是在复活节的时候那天纪念他。
We should realize that Jesus went back to heaven not to take a break from his work.
因为我们要真正知道主耶稣基督他从天上下来回去，他没有 take 没有任何的时间休息。
His work is to pray for us.
因为他的工作就是一直在为我们祷告。
Hebrews 7:25 and Romans 8:34 comforts us with the promise.
因为我们知道希伯来书七章二十五节，包括罗马书八章三十四节里面都讲到，他一直在为我们祷告。
Our Lord is praying before the throne of God.
因为我们知道我们的主，他正是在宝座面前为我们在祷告。
When our faith is weakened by doubt,
当我们有疑惑，我们的信心减弱的时候
，When our minds are filled with terrible thoughts,
当我们的思想心思意念正是充满了一些其他的东西在里面的时候
，When God seems not to hear us at all,
神他不会听我们。
That is the time to remember that Jesus Christ is praying for each one of us.
这个时候，我们真正要所知道的是主耶稣基督在仍然在为我们祷告。
And the old pastor said, prayer may not be the first thing to do when we are in trouble.
有一位年长的牧师他这样说过，祷告并不是第一件事情，当我们遇到难处的时候，这是第一件事我们应当做的。
He admitted that more prayer may not bring us peace or give us answers at times.
他也承认，当我们更多的祷告的时候，并不能给我们带来真正的平安。
Before we even pray, it is important to understand that Jesus is our mediator.
当我们在我们祷告之前，我们真正要明白，只有是我们主耶稣基督，他是我们的中保。
No one else,
没有任何其他的人。
Not Mary,
也不是玛利亚。
Not any of the saints,
也不是其他的圣徒们。
Not even the angels,
也不是天使。
Only Jesus Christ has the power to intercede for us at the throne of God.
只有主耶稣基督，只有他才有这样的能力，他这样的权柄，在宝座面前为我们祷告。
Let's read this together.
让我们一起来读这段圣经。
First in English.
我们英文。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
我们中文。因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的耶稣基督。
So if you put this together with another verse from John chapter 17,
如果你把这段我们刚才读的圣经和约翰福音里面十七章里面的耶稣讲的话连接一起的话，
Our hearts should be encouraged.
我们的心会得到极大的鼓励。
In times of deepest doubt, let us remember Jesus Christ is praying for us.
当我们最最疑惑的时候，不清楚的时候，让我们真正的记住我们主耶稣基督为我们祷告。
And the wonderful thing is he started doing that more than 2,000 years ago.
最最奇妙的，他是在两千多年前就这样为我们祷告。
John chapter 17 says, I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message.
因为约翰福音里面十七章二十节特别讲到，主耶稣说，不但他为这些门徒们祷告，他而且为这些听了门徒的话而信的人祈求。
How can we forget that?
我们不能忘记
Jesus prayed for us over 2,000 years ago and he continues to pray for us to this very day.
我们不能忘记主耶稣在两千多年前就为我们祷告，而且他现在仍然在为我们祷告。
Here is a way to remember why it is important to think about Jesus and him as the Son of God.
这就是为什么让我们常常真正的记住我们主耶稣，他是道路，他是神的儿子。
Knowing that Jesus is our friend is of great importance.
因为特别知道主耶稣是我们的朋友，这是非常非常的重要。
I'll tell you another airline story.
我也告诉你另外一个关于航空公司的故事。
A businessman was traveling from Boston to Denver.
有一个事业家他正在要乘飞机要从波士顿去丹佛。
The departure area was full of serious looking men in dark suits.
因为他在等在候机室里面，他看见有许多穿了正式西装的那个黑色的西装的人在里面走。
And what were they doing?
因为他不知道他们在做什么。
They were talking to the lapels.
因为他们在对着他这个领子下面一个秘密的这个
microphone
就小的讲话机。
The businessman asked a flight attendant what is happening.
这时候他上了飞机，他就问那个飞行小姐说，到底有什么事情发生吗？
She replied, just wait, you'll see.
那个小姐就跟他说，稍微你等着看吧。
After he settled down in his seat, the men in dark suits walked into first class, followed by former President Ford.
这个时候他等他自己坐下来的时候，他看见有那个穿黑色衣服制服的人进来到头等舱，后面跟着就是以前前总统福特。
The businessman was only a few rows behind the former president.
因为这个企业家他也只坐了大概几排位置，在那个总统的后面几排位置。
And he thought to himself,
因为他自己在想，
I've never met a president in person before.
因为我从来没有真正的面对面见过他。
I'll go introduce myself.
我能不能我去向我向他我自做个自我介绍
？Then he thought to himself.
然后他又像想
，Why would Ford want to meet me？
他说那个福特总统干嘛要见我呢
？I didn't even vote for him.
我根本就没有投他的票，我也不是他的投他的票的人。
But of course, Ford doesn't know this.
当然福特总统并不知道这些。
Then he remembered that many years ago he did meet Ford's son Mike.
但这个企业家他有他也想起来几年前的时候他确实见过。这个福特总统的儿子叫麦克。
So he got up and started walking towards President Ford.
然后他站起来，他就朝这个福特总统走过去。
The Secret Service men were on alert.
这个秘密工作人员他们就非常紧张。
So before he got to President Ford, he just called out, "President Ford, I just wanted to meet you. I know your son, Mike."
所以这个人他也看见那个保安人员那么的紧张，所以他在他真正到了总统面前之前的时候，赶紧就说：“他说总统啊，我见过你的儿子。”
The two of them talked briefly at a distance.
然后后面接着他们就隔了一段距离讲了一段话。
But mostly about Mike.
所以他们所讲的就是关于这总统他的儿子麦克。
Because that's the only thing they had in common.
因为他们只有这个话题他们可以互相交谈的。
So what does this tell us?
这是告诉我们一件什么事情呢？
The son's name gave an ordinary citizen the authority to approach a former president.
我们就从这个故事里面看到，就是一般的人，他能够借着他总统的儿子，能够来就近总统，跟总统见面和讲话。
And that is the position we all have today as Christians.
当我们这些基督徒，我们今天就是处在这个状况。
Because we know Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督，神的儿子。
This is also why we must pray in Jesus' name.
这就是为什么我们祷告的时候一定要奉主耶稣基督的名。
God tells us to do that. Pray in my son's name.
因为神告诉我们，我们祷告的时候要奉主耶稣的名。
So when Christians remind each other to 加油, that's what we mean.
当我们基督徒彼此鼓励，让我们彼此加油的时候，这也是真正的加油的意思。
We build our faith by remembering that Jesus Christ is our intercessor.
当我们真正知道纪念我们的主耶稣，他是我们的中保的时候，我们的里面的信心就越来越坚强。
Every day, try to remember Easter.
我们每一天就把它当作是复活节这样子来过。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead,
如果主耶稣没有从死里而复活的话，
then he stopped praying for us 2,000 years ago.
要不然没有复活了，他就不会再为我们继续祷告。
When he said to the disciples, "I'm praying for you and those who will believe because of you."
因为他跟他的门徒讲过，我不但为你们祷告，而且为你们以后信了你们的话而信我的人祷告。
He did this a long time ago.
因为他在两千多年前做了这样的事情。
The Bible tells us God knew us before we were born. He numbered all our days.
我们圣经也告诉我们，神他老早就知道了我们，甚至在我们出生之前。
So only two points I hope you remember today.
今天我只讲两点，希望你们都能够记住。
When we feel hopeless.
当我们没有希望的时候
，when we cannot sleep，
当我们不能入睡的时候
，when we don't even want to talk about our despair，
我们也不愿意再说我们所经过的所
，when we think that life is really unfair，
如果当我们确实认为这个生活实在是不公平
，remember the Son of God is praying for us，
让我们真的记住我们的主耶稣基督，他的神的儿子在为我们祷告。
That is the decision we can make today，
这个是一个决定我们可以做的。
When our faith becomes weak, we do not trust in what we see, but what we know.
但是我们当我们的信心软弱的时候，我们并不是靠近我们所看见的或者我们所知道的。
Asaph wrote about days gone by.
亚撒他在这里讲过去的日子。
What is he referring to?
他在这里讲的是什么呢？
He says he remembers how he used to sing to God at night.
因为他讲他过去以前曾经在晚上的时候。赞美神。
Asaph is turning his eyes away from his troubles and remembering what God did.
这个时候，他的眼目并不是定在这个困苦当中，他的眼目转向了神。
Yes, he says, "I will remember your miracles."
所以他在这里讲，我将要记住，我会记住你所做的一切的神迹。
He makes a conscious decision to remember.
因为他做了这样的一个非常清醒的一个决定。
We can do that too.
我们也可以同样做这样的决定。
And see how many months we can live out Easter for the rest of the year.
让我们真是看看我们几个月里面所生活出来，能不能将复活节每一天都活出来。
Do we require God to show us miracles every day in order for us to remember?
我们需不需要神每天都像在我们生活中行这些神迹奇事，让我们真正能够记住他呢
？See what Einstein said once.
我们来看看爱因斯坦他也曾经讲过
There are only two ways to live your life
他说只有两个方法能够使我们的生活、让我们生活活出来有两个方法
One is as though nothing is a miracle
有一个生活就是说所有的世界上没有任何事是神迹奇事
The other is as if everything is
另外一个呢反过来就所有的事情都是神迹和奇事
We are a miracle
我们自己本身就是一个神迹。
The monarch butterflies are a miracle the way they travel across.
我们就看到那个那么多的蝴蝶，那么美丽的蝴蝶，它们本身就是一个奇迹。
Going to Mexico and coming back.
哦，蝴蝶它能够从这里飞到墨西哥，而且呢还能再飞回来，这也是奇迹。
I know this is a very sweeping statement to make that everything is a miracle.
因为我们知道这个东西确实一个很深的、很深的一个道理。刚才爱因斯坦所讲的，但是我们知道里面确确实实是有神迹奇事。
But I think the more we turn our eyes toward God, the more we will see miracles.
当我们真正的，我们如果把我们眼目真正的盯在我们的主的神身上的时候，我们会见到更多的。
In the beginning, Asaph says, he prayed and it seemed like God wasn't hearing anything.
这个亚萨他刚才说，他在祷告的时候，好像神根本不在听。
Then he decided to remember how he used to sing praises to God in the night.
所以呢，然后他自己做个决定，他要说，我要纪念这个神他在过去所做的。
In his darkest despair, he seeks God for comfort.
正是在这个黑暗的苦难当中。他寻见了神的安慰
But I would like you to pay attention to something special in Psalm 77
我要让你特别注意到这个诗篇七十七篇里面特别一个重要的一点
Asaph made a very dangerous conclusion
因为亚萨在这里他做了一个比较危险的一个危险的一个结论
Because of his wrong thinking
因为是由于他的当时的一些思虑
He asked Has God's promise failed for all time?
他是不是说神他是不是他的恩慈爱会不再有了
He says has God forgotten
是不是神永远丢弃了我
This is what he wrote in verses 8 and 9
这就是他在这个刚才七十七篇第八和第九这两节里面
So questions
问题是
Fears and doubts led Asaph to very terrifying thoughts
因为惧怕和恐惧就让这个亚萨他就产生了一些奇怪的一些可怕的一些想法
Why are those thoughts terrifying?
为什么这些想法是可怕的呢
Because if God forgets
如果神忘记的话
Or if God changes
如果神改变的话
Then there's no hope for us
那么对我们来讲没有任何的希望
We have nothing and no one to believe in
因为我们再没有任何的人我们可以相信的
I will take a slight detour here for a minute
我就暂时先把它放下我们来看另外一些
Remember Jonah's story and remember and understand that God does not change
我们要记住约拿的故事的时候我们要知道神他是永远不改变的
At first glance it may seem that God changed his mind about destroying Nineveh
如果我们在读约拿书的时候我们好像感觉上一上来好像神是改变了他的想法
Because the message God told Jonah to deliver was in 40 days you will be destroyed
因为这个约拿这本书里面神跟约拿讲的在40天之内他要摧毁这些尼尼微人
But that is because it is God's plan B.
因为这个神在40天内他要灭亡这些尼尼微人这不是神的计划第一个计划而是他的一个备用的计划
It isn't his plan A.
这个不是他的第一个计划
God's original plan is to love us and forgive us.
因为神他的真正的第一个计划原始计划他就是爱我们和赦免我们
He lovedand forgave the Ninevites when they repented.
当他也是这样他爱和赦免了这些尼尼微人当他们在悔改的时候
God returned to his original plan.
所以神还是回到他原来最初的计划
Just as he will always return to his plan to love us and to forgive us.
因为神他永远是回到他最初的计划他就是爱我们他赦免我们
It is in that sense that we say GodDoes not change.
因为就是靠着这个，我们知道神他永远不改变。
Now let's go back to Psalm 77.
让我们再回到诗篇七十七篇。
Asaph comes to a terrifying conclusion when he thought that God had forgotten or God had changed his mind.
因为这个是亚萨，他这时候好像得了一个非常恐怕的一个结论，他说神好像丢弃了他，忘记了他。
To think that God can forget or that God might change is only one step away from believing that God is not really God after all.
因为你要知道，我们有这样的可怕的想法的时候，神会忘记，神会改变的时候，就离我们不相信神仅仅没有差了多少。
That is why Christians don't believe in luck.
为什么基督徒我们是不会相信这个命运的。
If we believe in luck, then we'll say, if we're lucky, God will be good to us. If we're unlucky, God will be mean to us.
对啊，我们如果真的相信命运的话，我们说神对我们好，对我们不好，就是我们的命运。
Since God tells us He will never change, we don't have to depend on luck.
因为我们知道神永远是不会改变的，所以我们不再靠是否幸运或者命运好不好。
The place to begin when life overwhelms us is to make this decision.
因为当我们在生活中充满了真是各种各样的情况的时候，我们真是要做这样的一个明智的决定。
In verse 11, Asaph said, "I will remember what God did."
因为我们在这个诗篇七十七篇第十一节说。我要提说耶和华所行的，我要纪念你古时的奇事。
I will remember the miracles.
对，我要纪念你古时的奇事。
And then in the next verse he repeats, I will spend time thinking about everything God has done.
他下面也就是说，我也要思想你所经营的，默念你所做的一切。
In two verses, Asaph said, I will four times.
因为在这个两句话里面，他讲了四次我要。
That means it is a choice that you and I can make today.
这也是同样的决定。你和我们都可以做同样的
决定。Will you remember?
我们要不要
remember that Jesus is praying for us?
我们要不要主耶稣基督？我们要不要记得主耶稣基督为我们在祷告
？Remember that God will never change.
我们要不要知道主神是永远不改变的
？His love for us is forever.
因为他的爱我们是永永远远的。
But we have to repent.
但是我们必须悔改
，in order to be forgiven，
因为我们要得到神的赦免，我们一定要悔改。
So that's why that old pastor said, when life is overwhelming, the first thing to do may not be to pray。
为什么刚才这边年长的这个牧师说到并不是说在所有的事情发生之前发生的时候，我们一定要首先要祷告。
Before we pray, we have to know who we are praying to。
在我们祷告之前，我们真正要知道的是我们向谁祷告。
Otherwise, you might as well go to Ye's Walk Ye Jia Yan, and there's a statue of Buddha that you can go rub his stomach. You can do that.
要不然的话，你可以到叶家园，他有一个菩萨在那里，他那个你可以摸他的肚子，在那里向他祷告。
We must know who we are praying to.
我们祷告的时候，我们一定要知道我们在向谁祷告。
God says, "Be still and know that I am God."
因为神告诉我们说，听让，知道我是神。
Let's take our eyes off ourselves and turn our eyes toward God.
这是让我们的眼目离开我们自己，然后转向神。
God said, "I am who I am."
因为神说，我是，我就是。
Moses was commanded to tell Israel that God's name is I am.
因为摩西要问神他的名字，他要告诉以色列人，神就告诉他，我是。就是他的名字叫我是。
When God uses I am as his name, he's revealing many different things about his character.
当神告诉摩西他的名字叫我是的时候，里面实际上告诉了摩西他的整个神的品格和性格。
But I only want to talk about the one characteristic that is most relevant to this morning's message.
但我今天只要讲一点神的品格方面。
When God says I am who I am, it means that he does not change.
他讲神讲我是的时候，表示他是永远不改变的。
For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob.
因为在这里，马拉基书讲到，因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
Who God is not determined by any force outside of Himself.
因为我们想，神他到底是什么的时候，他是哪一位的时候，并不在乎于他外面的所有的东西。
He is not subject to change as we are subject to change.
他是不会改变的，不像我们是常常会改变。
We change our minds because of unforeseen circumstances.
我们在改变的时候，因为我们有好多情况我们不知道。
But God foresees all circumstances. He cannot change.
但是神他知道所有的一切将要发生的事情，所以他是不会改变的。
We change our minds because of weak resolution.
我们知道我们常常改变我们的思想，我们的思维的时候，因为我们是软弱的。
But God has no weaknesses.
但是神没有任何的弱点软弱。
James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above,
and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
因为雅各书这样说到，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Remember the name of God. He is called the Great I Am.
我们知道，记住啊，神他的名字就是伟大的我是。
When Jesus said, "Before Abraham was born, I am," and then they wanted to kill him because he's saying he is God.
因为主耶稣在啊曾经讲过，在亚伯拉罕出生之前他就在，所以当时一些犹太人听见的话的时候，他们就要杀他。
His name is I am, not I was.
因为主耶稣在说到是我是，并不是说我曾经是。
If I was, that means I changed.
因为如果我说我曾经是的话，就表示我改变了。
If I am, that means I never changed.
如果讲到我是，我就是的时候，我没有改变。
It begins in darkness, this psalm. The psalm begins in darkness.
我们刚才这个读的诗篇，它是可以从正是在黑暗当中开始的。
But ends up in the bright light of God.
但是最后结束的时候，却是在光中。非常美丽的光中结束。
Just as James tells us, there is no variation or shadow of turning.
就像我们刚才读的雅各书一样，在神是没有改变，是没有转动的影儿。
The shadow always follows whatever object is moving.
因为这影子的话，它总是跟着这个物质的实体在转动。
Have you ever sensed when you're sitting in a room, even if you don't hear someone coming, you see a difference in the light outside the door, you know someone is coming, just from the shifting light. There's no shadow of turning in God, no change.
对，当你有没有这个经历，当你坐在一个房间里面的时候，虽然你自己没有动，但是外面有人走动的时候，还有把光线遮挡的时候，它有影子出现的时候，你就感觉到有这个影儿在动。
So I hope because...We are only making 2 points today. We'll remember the 2 points.
今天我们就讲这两点，希望我们都能够记住这两点。
What is the first point?
第一点是什么呢？
Remember that Jesus Christ is our intercessor.
我们要记住的是，我们主耶稣基督是我们的中保。
What is the second point?
第二点是什么呢？
That God doesn't forget.
因为神他是不会忘记的。
God doesn't change.
神不会改变。
There's no turning in Him.
在他里面没有转动的影儿。
The Psalms are the cries of our heart to God when life is not fair.
因为在这个诗篇里面特别讲到，就是我们心里面的改变，当我们感觉到这个生活是不公平的时候。
The Psalms are hymns for God's people to sing through the night.
像这个诗篇也是让神的子民在夜间的时候，经历过这黑暗的时候所要唱的诗歌。
Asaph wrote that everything God does is holy.
因为亚撒在这说，神所做的事情都是圣洁的。
And then he came to a place of renewal of faith, knowing that there is no God as great as our God.
因为他这个时候来到结论就是说，没有任何一位神超过我们的这位神。
The last verse I want to share with you today,
后面最后的两段要跟大家一起分享的是
verse 19,
是第十九节。
Your path led through the Red Sea. You walked through the mighty waters, but your footprints were not seen.
你的道在海中，你的路在大水中，你的脚中无人知道。
No one can totally understand God's works.
因为确确实实没有人能够真正的知道神他所做的工，他是怎样做工。
But we know that God tells us that He does not change.
但是神告诉我们，他是永远不改变的。
He does not forget.
因为他是永远不会忘记的。
We do not see his footprints.
我们虽然不能见到他的脚踪。
Other translation says we do not see his footsteps.
有的翻译就是说是他的看到脚印。
That means there are still many things that God does that are miracles and a mystery to us.
这也就是表示神所做的许多的工作，真是可以说是神迹奇事。
We only know that he does not change.
我们要所知道的，我们就知道他是不改变的。
But we don't know how he does things.
我们虽然不明白他是怎样做了这些神迹。
Even after he brought them through the Red Sea, they could not explain how it happened.
虽然他神将以色列人带过了，渡过了红海，但是没有人能够解释他是如何将他们带过去的。
That's why I always enjoy when I see non-believers making sillyremarks about the crossing of the Red Sea.
所以我们也常常这时候笑话一些虽然不信的人，他们常常也做一些对待这个以色列人怎么样过了红海，他们 不相信的一些说法。
They talk about how maybe that was a very shallow point in the Red Sea so they can walk through.
因为他们可能就是说啊，那个红海当时非常非常浅，所以他们很容易走过去。
But if it is shallow, how did it drown Pharaoh's army?
如果你反过来想想，如果真是红海那么浅啊浅的时候，为什么埃及人的他的军队会完全的被淹没在当中呢？
I will never forget how one person said that Jesus walked across the sea stepping on blocks of ice.
我不会忘记有人说主耶稣他在过那个在海面上面行走的时候，他是站在那个薄的冰上面走。
They claim that because of weather changes at certain times in the past, there were things floating that you could step on.
因为他们在讲，在过去的有段时间里面，那个海上面是结了冰的，所以你可以在冰上行走。
I think to do that would be an even greater miracle.
因为我们知道，我想如果真正在冰上行走，那是更大的奇迹。
It tells us we can't see his footprints or his footsteps.
因为我们在这里讲到，我们不能看见他的脚踪或者他的脚印。
We only know that he does what he wants to do.
因为我们要知道的就是知道他要想做什么，他就可以做什么。
We only know that God is who he says he is.
因为我们要知道的就是神，他就是他所说的，他是。
He is a powerful, a loving, a merciful Father.
因为他是有大能的，他是爱的。他也是赐恩典的，恩赐的神。
The more that we realize that life is not fair,
当我们越来越感到我们生活好像不公平的时候
，the more we should take our eyes off ourselves and turn them toward God.
这个时候就要让我们的眼目从我们自己身上离开，转向我们的神。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, you're an immortal and an invisible God.
因为神啊，你是不朽的，你也是不能见的神。
But we believe in you.
但是我们相信你。
Because we believe in your word.
因为我们相信你的话。
Because you've revealed yourself as much as you want to through your son Jesus Christ.
因为你已经将你自己借着主耶稣基督向我们显明了。
Although you are still a mystery to us, we know that you're our Father in heaven.
虽然对我们来讲你仍然是一个秘密奥秘，但是我们知道你是我们在天上的父。
You have given us everything we need in your word.
因为你在你的话中给了我们一切所有的需要。
We need to believe.
我们需要相信你。
We need your forgiveness.
我们也需要你的赦免。
We need to repent.
我们需要悔改。
Help us to look toward you.
帮助我们真是面对你。
Take our eyes off ourselves.
真是让我们帮助我们的眼目从我们自己身上转移到你的身上。
And our terrifying circumstances at times.
让我们度过一切所有的一些艰难的环境。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.